if I'm on any list. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annalise. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? You're gonna be mine, no matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Pleasure having you tuned in. Hope you're having a spectacular time at whatever you are doing at the moment. I have some new releases and blues to play for you for the next hour. First of all, Earl Hooker gets an intermission. Earl, thank you. And we'll catch you at the bottom of the program, Earl. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Jumping right in here, we're going to start off with some West Coast blues, modern stuff that is formed very much in the history of the blues from Chicago in the 1950s. There's a kind of a storied thing that took place when George Harmonica Smith, who was a fine, fine Chicago blues harmonica player, settled down in Los Angeles somewhere in probably the 1940s, early 1950s. And this is after being very successful working around the Chicago area and a fine stylist who could play most of the Little Walter type things, both on chromatic and on regular diatonic harmonica. When he took off to California, he found a scene out there that was already underway, and he immediately became highly in demand for all the bands that wanted harmonica players. Beyond this was his inspiring a whole bunch of younger players coming along, and a great crop of guys have come up. People like Rod Piazza and William Clark, James Harmon, just a whole bunch of guys that are still out there playing. William Clark has passed on. And one of the younger ones that's out there now has been on the scene, 30 years playing out there now, and that's a young guy in blues. And his name is Mitch Cashmar. We've been playing Mitch's records now for probably the last 5 to 6 years, coming in from the Delta Grooves label, offering out of Los Angeles area. They get a lot of the great talent there. When they put records together out there, they have a very definite sense of keeping the historical stuff together and yet being creative and taking chances in it. So you get a mixture of things that sound like they could have been recorded in Chicago way back, yet there is something more dynamic about it in some ways, and it's a bit pushier. Some of the jump blues that they do out there is very, very good for dancing and jitterbug and things of that nature. So these records stay very popular with the dance groups. Mitch's new album on Delta Groove is called West Coast Toast, and features his singing, his songwriting, and his fine harmonica playing, and a great band backing him up, including one of my favorite guitar players, Junior Watson, a guy who never seems to come to the South for any reason, because he probably just simply doesn't need to. He stays busy where he is out there. But he's got some fine, rather iconic-sounding guitar solos we'll talk about here. Starting off with a song called Young Girl. This is a 16-bar blues, and it's a shuffle straight-ahead type of groove that borrows the Green Onions. If you remember that song by Booker T and the MGs, it borrows that motif for playing the chords, but yet it's staying a set of straight 12-bar blues like Green Onions. They add the extra 4 bars and get it turned around where it's almost like a Ray Charles-sounding piece, but it's a Chicago blues shuffle straight through. Then one called Too Many Cooks, and this is a classic from the great songwriter and producer Willie Dixon, the Chicago bass player who was kind of the kingpin for everything up there for the longest time, for people like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, all of the Chess Brothers. And Too Many Cooks got a nice minor key. It's a Chicago rumba. If there's any such thing as a Chicago rumba, this is it. And then we have an original song from Mitch called The Petroleum Blues. And this is a nice, easy jump. They can really get up and boogie on these jumps. This one just kind of goes along easy, but still has that compelling sense of let's get up and dance to this. That's what it feels like you should be doing. And once again, another nice Junior Watson solo on this one as well as on the very first one, Young Girl. Young Girl, Too Many Cooks, and The Petroleum Blues from Mitch Cashmore, the album called West Coast Toast on Delta Groove Records.
cooks are gonna spoil the stew. Too many cooks gonna spoil the stew. Too many cooks are gonna spoil the stew. Ain't nobody cooking but me and you. Too many cooks gonna get in your kitchen. Next thing you know, you'll have something missing. Got a real nice oven, got a hot plate too. Let me butter your buns while you serve your stew. Too many cooks are gonna spoil the stew. Too many cooks are gonna spoil the stew. Too many cooks gonna spoil the stew. Ain't nobody cooking.
Truly in blue.
Petroleum Blues. The artist there is Mitch Cashmore, and his band put together behind him in the studio by the guys at Delta Groove Recordings to make a really fine, fine statement out there. And Petroleum Blues has a little bit of political and social commentary in it as well. And before that, we had Willie Dixon's classic, Too Many Cooks Are Gonna Spoil the Stew. And a lot of between-the-lines things on that one as well. Starting off with an original song called, actually, an old Tony Glover song called Young Girl. And that is a 16-bar blues. And by 16, it also is the same framework that operates on Little Walter's very classic My Babe, a Willie Dixon composition as well. So they kind of borrowed that for this song, and they use that Green Onions organ sound and the motif of playing those chords to make that one lay there. Did you notice what I meant about the idiosyncratic guitar solos by Junior Watson? He always comes up with something different to say. Never plays exactly what you're expecting, yet it always somehow fits in kind of in a funny way. West Coast Toast is the album on Delta Groove Records by Mitch Cashmore. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wade Dave, reminding you that this program and all of our locally produced WLRH programs are available on podcast. If you visit the website at WLRH.org and click on programs, they'll all pop up down there, and a whole string of each one you may choose by date. You can sit there and binge on them if you like and hear a bunch that you haven't heard or catch up on that you enjoyed in the past. And while I'm saying that, let me thank everyone for the number of comments I've had on the recent Jimi Hendrix recording, the Jimi Hendrix Machine Gun album, which I did an entire hour on. A lot of comments on that, and thank you for all those. I appreciate the detailed listening that you guys do. It must have been 12 years ago when Fiona Boys first came through the States, and one of the places she came through was Huntsville. She played a gig at Humphrey's inside, I remember, and she came and did a live recording, a radio show at our sister station over at Alabama A&M, where I have a show as well, and she was my guest on the show. She came in and brought her stomp box, which is like a kind of like a Coca-Cola crate, the old wooden one with a top on it that makes a lot of noise when she stomps on it, her acoustic guitar, and she sang a lot of 1930s-style blues. She loves the old sassy lyrics from people like Memphis Minnie and so many of the others that recorded back in that time. That's really one of her mainstays. Since that time, she has made quite a name for herself, not only in her native Australia, but throughout the United States, and has a number of records out. And this new release is on the Reference Recordings label out of the West Coast. And Reference Recordings is a very different operation. Started back in the 70s, the idea was not so much making a particular genre of music as making a particular quality of recordings using some very individual songs by two unique engineers. And in this case, it is a guy they call a professor. And his name is Keith Robertson, I believe it is. And he has been, Keith Johnson, I'm sorry, and Keith has been around for quite a while, winning awards for the way he makes albums, and it is very different. The last one we just heard, for example, uses pretty much the standard of the art, which is recording. There's compression, there's a little bit of reverb and other things that make space in the sound, and it all sounds like it's pulled together nice and congealed. They use very little compression on the Reference Recordings. And these have results of that is, the best way I can demonstrate this is moving my mouth away from the microphone when I speak. If I was to speak like this and move my mouth away, you hear it kind of drifts off. You can still make it out, but it's a lot clearer when I'm very close. And then it's the same thing when it goes away. Well, compression would take all that and make it all come out in one place. It takes it, squishes it all together. It also has a way of taking the loudest possible sounds and limiting them. So it doesn't let them get any louder than a certain level. Well, there's almost none of that on these Reference Recordings. So the result is a lot more dynamic range than you might expect on a popular record. That's why they use a Reference Records setup to do this. And this is all acoustic music from Fiona, who does a fine job playing electric instruments as well. But all of these are acoustic. The album Professing the Blues, we're going to take The Devil You Know, a one-chord Delta blues piece that talks about the things that are familiar to you are not always the best things for you. Then one called Lay Down With Dogs. This is a humorous lyric that she wrote. A very crisp country blues thing, kind of up and jaunty and jumping around a bit. If I Should Die comes in next. And this is actually a 10-bar blues. It's a Delta style that harkens back to Muddy Waters and people like that. And she plays this on a cigar box guitar that she has laying flat in her lap. She's not holding it up and wearing it, but laying flat and using a bottle for a slide. She is a fine, fine slide player. Then last of all, one called Love Changing Blues, where she kind of highlights her own personal story, as she writes about in the liner notes, that she's been married now for a number of years to a man who suddenly appeared, who is actually an Anglican priest down in Australia. And when he arrived on her scene, he had, I believe, five children of his own and a grandchild already. Now they have something like eight grandchildren. And as she says in the song, she uses the old blues lick about, I have eight children and none of them look like me. And that's kind of, she makes it a turn on that old joke about the thing. If I have a dozen children, they're going to all look like me from moving to the outskirts of town way back with B.B. King. So here is Fiona Boys. We're going to pick up several tracks from this. The Devil You Know, Lay Down with Dogs, If I Should Die, and Love Changing Blues.
When the devil you know living right next door. When the devil you know living right next door. And the left hand hiding from the right one. Nobody's paying the bills. Good people running scared and the angels are heading for the hills. Everybody wanna know what's going on behind your door. Even God's getting mighty tired just from keeping score. Ain't nobody business which way the ill wind blows. Got people accusing you before they even say hello. Well, they hang from the windows, peeking through the cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't let me bring it back. For the devil you know, living right next door. The devil you know, living. In your shotgun shack, living underground. You may be making money and they call you Mister, and it's worth what's going down. Cause they hang from the windows, peeking through the cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't it bring it back. Where the devil you know, living right next door. Devil you know is living. But honey, I got your number, baby, and you can't fool me. Yeah, you lay down with the dog, baby, you're gonna get up with fleas. Well, the pack you've been running with are nothing but fools. You bring yourself down, playing by their rules. Check your palate in the morning, baby, and you'll see that you lay down with the dog, baby, you're gonna get up with fleas. Well, you know you did a wrong and you're down on your knees. You're begging for forgiveness, crying please, please, please. If you're
scratching for my love. You won't find no relief, baby. Yeah, you lay down with the dog, babe. You gonna get up with fleas. If I should die before the daylight comes, where would you lay to rest the restless bones, a rambler without a home? If I should die before the soft first light, would I sail across to the shining shore, meet my father on the other side? I meet my father on the other side. If I should die and meet my father there, would he greet me like he to do when I was young and had no cares? I'm far from the shore, and I'm lost at sea. Well, tell me, where is that safe harbor that my father planned for me? If I should die before the daylight comes,
Where would you lay to rest the restless bones of a rambler without a home? Yeah, I'm a rambler without a home. Where would you lay to rest the restless bones of a rambler without a home? I said, now, love changing blues, my life never gonna be the same. I said, now, love changing blues, my life never gonna be the same. People love it when that man I said, now, love changing blues, say what in the world them changes gonna be. Love changing blues, say what in the world them changes gonna be. Well, I got a house full of children, people ain't none of them. Well, there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the deep blue sea. I'm here to tell you people that there sure been a change for me. Yeah, like so many gals before me, love changed my whole world round. Same old story, ain't it? Love changed my whole world round. I don't care about that because of this fine thing I found. Big love. Well, there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the deep blue sea. Here to tell all you people that there sure been a change for me. Yeah, so run, tell your friends and family, baby, I want everyone to know just how I feel. I said, run to your friends and family, baby, I want everyone to know just how I feel. I'm here to tell you people that them love-changing blues are real.
Australia's Fiona Boys doing the singing and the guitar playing on that last one there, Love Changing Blues, with all of its autobiographical touches in there to tell you about where it's coming from. Do you notice what I mean about the voice coming and going and the guitar coming and going? Nothing's up there at one level. It's all very, very natural, the way you would hear it played in a room. And that's the way classical music is recorded usually, and some jazz, but very few popular styles are recorded like that, as they do on these reference recordings. Before that was her cigar box piece called If I Should Die. Very nice slide playing, very heartfelt piece there too. Lay Down With Dog ticked it up though, pretty good at telling somebody you're going to get in trouble and it's not going to be with me. And then they started off with The Devil You Know. Fiona Boys, the album is Professing the Blues on Reference Records, or Reference Recordings, let me say. Talking the Blues, Microwave Dave here. We're going to our last release, I think, for the hour. And this will be a guy that I know who lives up in West Tennessee. His name is Elam McKnight. And Elam has gotten, I think, 3 albums to us over the years. I've known him for a while. In fact, one day I was playing a gig in Huntsville, and he just showed up from his hometown up there, just dropped on in just to see what I sounded like in person. And I appreciated him doing that. His newest album is called Radio, and it's on BBH Records. That stands for Big Black Hand, a label he started a number of years ago to launch his own recordings. And he is taking his music a little further afield, as are many blues artists out there, stretching it somewhat into the Americana field, but not completely. Elam is really good at the hill country style of blues, and yet he doesn't keep it pure. He does like to do it straight ahead. He doesn't get fancy with it, and he doesn't rock it out to where it's like almost psychedelic, like some of the guys like to do. Take the fuzz and things and make it sound like almost like Jimi Hendrix is trying to play hill country. He does not do that, but he does take it and make it rock and make it fun, but he can play the real basic stuff as well. Starting off with Gonna Find Me a Hole. This is a Delta Blues piece that has an unusual 7/4 measure, a 7/4 meter in it, because it's got 7 beats to the pattern. There are a 4-beat and a 3-beat, if you will, put them together like that. You'll see it if you count it out, though. Still, it works. That makes a good groove for the blues for Gonna Find Me a Hole. Mama Take Me is an electric slide guitar piece that does get up and just rock straight out. Nothing fancy, just straight out, board house type rock and roll. So Weep the Sky, this is a different piece, and it's like a dirge. It's the kind of thing you would find in a film, and I would not be surprised to find this in a film soundtrack somewhere with Elam and his band. And then last of all, a good heavy rocker that opens up with a hill country riff as well. It gets pretty heavy, like a big stadium kind of rocket thing, called Love Me. Elam McKnight Band, it is Radio on BBH Records, and we're going to hear Gonna Find Me a Hole, Mama Take Me, So Weep the Sky, and Love Me.
Yeah, I'm going to let you kick him off. Let me see. Yeah. Have mercy. Oh, yeah. Way down low. Going way down low. Way down low. Way down low. Gonna find me a hole. Gonna find me a hole. Get into. When I got your letter, you wrote me the other day. You said you didn't love me no more. You didn't want anything I had. But you took all my money, robbed my dignity, left me all alone. Yes, I gotta find me a hole and jump into. Yes, I'm gonna find me a hole, I said, jump into, yeah. Got mercy. Took my money, wrecked my brand new Cadillac. Now I'm all alone. You got some other man. Yeah, there's a mule kicking in my stall. Yes, there's another mule kicking in my stall. Yeah, you broke me down. Broke me down, woman. Broke me down, so now I'm gonna find me a hole. Yes, I'm gonna find me a home. Get into, cover myself up. Money's all gone. Yeah, you turned away from me. Now I'm down on a killing floor. Down on a killing floor. Down on a killing floor. Yes, I'm gonna find me home. Get into a real dark hole. Hide away. Hide away, baby. Hide away. Hide away. Oh, yeah.
My devil with a heavy soul. She's got more sins than I ever know. I see my angel nail me down. dark was the night, and cold was the ground. When the dogs came, when the dogs came round my door. When the dogs came, when the dogs came round my door. Hear the hangman call my name. Got no one but me to blame. Ain't no savior coming around. Dark was the night and cold was the ground. When the dogs came, when the dogs came round my door. When the dogs came, when the dogs came round my door. Then the darkness on my eyes, so weep the sky. Then the darkness on my eyes, so weep the sky.
Love me, baby.
West Tennessee with nobody else, baby.
The Ela McKnight Band from up in West Tennessee. The album called Radio. The last one is called I Feel Like Rockin'. Before that was Love Me, So Weep the Sky, Mama Take Me. It started off with Gonna Find Me a Hole. All fine blues, traditional stuff from Ela McKnight, done in his own style. Nice stuff for these guys. Tonight we've had Ela McKnight Band, Fiona Boys, and Mitch Cashmore. It is a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the last hour. I look forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.